Okay. There is a pasuk that gets repeated both in Parshas Kedoshim as well as, again, pretty much the same pasuk in Parshas Emor. And the question that many of the Rishonim ask is exactly why that's so. And it's also, aside from those parshios, it is something that very much relates to Shavuos, which hopefully will be upon us fairly soon. The Torah tells us in Parshas Emor and Chav Gimel Chav Beis, Uvekurtzachem es Ketzir, Uvekutzrechem es Ketzir Artzachem, Luzchala Pa'asat Chav Ketzrecha, it's similar in Parshas Kedoshim, in Perek Yates. The Torah teaches us that a person has an obligation when they're going to be reaping from their field and gathering their produce. We have an obligation to leave sections over to make sure that we're giving matnos aniyim, that the poor people are taken care of. Chazal already are bothered with the question, how can we have to have the same pasuk twice? Why is it important to tell it to us in Parshas Kedoshim and to come along and to repeat that same pasuk about taking care of the poor in Parshas Emor at the end of a discussion about Shavuos, in the middle of a discussion about Moedim? Why exactly is the Torah teaching it to us in this way? Rashi writes first off, maybe just lav or alav b'shnei lavin. Maybe it's just sometimes the Torah repeats itself as a way of conveying to us that a person who violates, a person that does not take care of the aniyim, didn't just violate one isser, but rather that person violated two isurim. But there are a variety of other suggestions. One that Rashi suggests we'll mention in a second. But first, the Ibn Ezra says something very simple. It sounds like the real pasuk's in Parshas Kedoshim. That's where the Torah teaches us you have to make sure to give things to poor people. Nevertheless, the Torah feels a need to reiterate that in regards to Chag HaShavuos. How come? Because Shavuos is a time when people go and they reap their fields. It's a time when you go and you collect your produce. And there's a concern that a person's going to forget to do that come Shavuos. So it was a way of just reminding us in the context of Shavuos, when you go over the Pesukim about Shavuos, when you're hearing about Shavuos, remember that's the time when it's very important to give them Matnos Aniyim. That's the time when it's very significant. Rav Lichtenstein went one step further than the Ibn Ezra in a way which I think is very, very powerful. The context of the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is very different than the context of the pasuk in Parshas Emor, and they really may be referring to different kinds of people. Parshas Kedoshim, it's in a series of psukim where we're taught to be sensitive to the poor, not to be the kind of person that is callous and rude, the kind of person that takes advantage of those that can't help themselves, to be the kind of person that is sensitive to poor people who need things. That's Parshas Kedoshim. To make sure to leave the matnos aniyim, there are a lot of people who are poverty-stricken, and we're not supposed to take advantage of them. We're supposed to really take care of them. Not to be a person who lives a life with no Yirah Shamayim, with no sensitivity towards others. That's really the yisod of Parshas Kedoshim. That's why it's there in the context of those psukim, again, a variety of yisurim there in Kedoshim, all about being sensitive to the poor. In Parshas Emor, we're referring to someone else. Here we're talking the context of the Moedim. Here we're talking about a person who undoubtedly has Yirah Shamayim. We're talking about a person that's very spiritually ambitious. We're talking about a person that wants to worship the Ribono Sholem in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah goes out of its way to teach, you also please make sure that not just Parshas Kedoshim is for the guy that's insensitive, and you have to take care of things. Parshas Emor is the same Yisod of Matnos Aniyim for the guy that's spiritually ambitious. He wants to worship the Ribono Sholem, he wants to go to Yerushalayim, he wants to be able to be Makriv Karbanos, he wants to be there. And the point is, when you want to do that, when you want to go up to be Ola Regel V'chule, make sure you're not doing that Al Cheshbon the Aniyim, make sure you're not doing that with lack of sensitivity, please also make sure that you're going to take care of the Aniyim. For Vluchensin then, the pasuk gets repeated to teach us two things. One, obviously not to be the person who's callous and insensitive, who takes advantage of the poor, but also not to be the person who is so frum, quote-unquote, that they don't care that much about the poor. That in my quest to, you know, the way Rabbi Sal Salanta used to say it, I believe, is that the guy that, you know, shoves someone on the way into the Musar Shmuz to make sure he can hear well, that sometimes in the quest to be frum, a person can sometimes be a little bit insensitive, and that's something which is not at all appropriate. So first, lav or lav b'shnei lavin. Second, the importance of the context here in Parshas Emor, as opposed to Kedoshim, one idea, Ibn Ezra of Lichtenstein, I think a very, very powerful idea. Rashi says something else that is, that's an amazing line. Rashi says, Ma ra'a kasav lidna be'emtza harigalim. I get it's in Parshas Kedoshim, the context makes sense. It's talking about taking care of poor people. But why is it in the middle of the Moedim? What's the significance of that? He does not rely on the Ibn Ezra's Peshat. He says something different. He says, to teach us, Shekol nosein leket shecho peyo meiser ani, if you give over the manos ani improperly, ma'alin alav ki ilu bana beis hamigdash v'hikriv karbanoso of besocho. If a person takes care of aniyim, just like the Moedim are about going to beis hamigdash offering karbanos, If a person takes care of aniyim, that is considered as if he built the Beis HaMikdash and was makrif karbanos. It's an unbelievable statement many of the Baalei Machshava are bothered by. I get that taking care of aniyim is important, but why is taking care of aniyim analogous to building a Beis HaMikdash and being makrif karbanos? Where's the comparison at all? So we'll try to develop two ideas in the brief time that we have. Rav Moshe Feinstein offered the following pshat. Rav Moshe said, well, the pasuk tells us in Sefer Yeshaya, Vishaveha Bitzdaka, that one of the ways that we rebuild the Mikdash is through tzedakah. In a certain sense, says Rav Moshe, when you give tzedakah, what you're really doing is you're taking care of your chelak. And from your perspective, the Mikdash right now really should be rebuilt, and we should be offering karbanos. The only reason why we're not is because not everyone was giving tzedakah. But when you come along and you give tzedakah, you're really fulfilling your chelek in the binyan based on mikdash. You're taking care of really what you should be doing. It's just that kol hador einu mekayim karoi, but you're doing it properly, you're doing your chelek. In many ways, I'll just point out, it's very similar to what you said of the Baal Shem, though. The Baal Shem pointed out that karva al nafshi ge'ala, that a person, there's a Mashiach for all of Klal Yisrael, but every person on their own has to try to be his own Mashiach, his own Redeemer. Try to do whatever you can to put yourself in as good a position to be able to, you know, rebuild Mikdash Bizocha for Geula. So if Moshe said that's a pshat, when you give Manos Gehuna, when you give Manos Aniyim, you are essentially doing what needs to be done for the base of Mikdash to be rebuilt. The Maral and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in somewhat different ways, offer the following suggestion. The first step, they're similar, then we'll, I guess, go with the Lubavitcher Rebbe's pshat. The first step is like this. Karbanos and Matnos Aniyim share one thing in common. The more we know about Karbanos, there's actually a fundamental part of Karbanos, which is you're giving up your money. You're giving up your money for the Ribono Sha'olam. Maral even says, based on the Pasuk and Mishlei, it's ki'ilu, you're giving your money to the Ribono Sha'olam in Tzedakah and Matnos Aniyim. In a certain sense, what you're doing is giving up of your money based on a tzivoy of Hashem, and in a certain sense, maybe even to Hashem. Again, not for now, why that may be. But I'm giving up something. In that sense, they're very, very similar. They share that in common. It says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, though, but the Chazal that Rashi quotes doesn't say it's ki'ilu hikrif karbanos. It's also ki'ilu bana beis hamikdash. It's as if I rebuilt the beis hamikdash and was makrif karbanos. Question one. Question two, how come, this is the Maharal's bothered by also, why is only giving leket shicha, how come it's only when I leave my matnos aniyim on my field, it's as if I built the Beis HaMikdash and was makrif a karban. What about all tzedakah? Why isn't all tzedakah as if I rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash? Why are we limiting it, dafka, to this? So Lubavitcher Rebbe suggests the following insight. Tzedakah is very hard to do, but tzedakah, sometimes the person just has money and they share it with someone else. The challenge of Matnos Aniyim is that you worked very hard for that. You invested in your health, you worked for your whole season, and now you're finally taking it. After all that work, you're willing to invest so much and give it over based on the tzivoy of Hashem for others. It's not just giving it, but it's investing so much and then being able to give it over to someone else. That, the Lubavitcher Rebbe suggests, is why it's ki'ilu you were bona based on Mikdash. It's as if you wouldn't just offer a karban, but you invested such hard work in putting everything into it, like building the base on Mikdash, so that you'd be able to be makriv a karban. In a certain sense, building the Mikdash, offering karbanos, as well as giving over matnos aniyim, share something in common. A person's giving their money, but it's really that a person is willing to invest very, very hard for the Ribono Shel Olam. I invest very hard to build a mikdash and offer karbanos. I invest very, very hard to be able to offer, to give over to aniyim. We saw a couple of pshatim. We will just chazer what we saw. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim and in Parshas Emor, in the context of Shavuos, the same thing. That a person, that a person, when they're coming to cut from their fields, will leave things for aniyim. How come Rashi, la'avor, love, b'shnei lavin? There are two isurim at play when you don't offer things to the aniyim from your field. However, the Ibn Ezra says, Rav Lichtenstein, a very, very beautiful pshat, that there's really significance to it being located specifically where it's located, says Rav Aaron. Kedoshim, don't be insensitive to the poor. And Parshas Emor, when you're being frum, when you're trying to worship your Ribono Shel Olam, also, don't use it as an excuse, and don't forget about the poor. Make sure to take care of the poor. Also, the last idea about the Rashi says it's really here in Parshas Emor, because if you come over and you give Manos Aniyim, it's as if you rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. How come it's as if I rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash? For if Moshe, because you've done your portion, You've done your portion. You gave tzedakah. The ge'ula should come right now. Other people haven't done it yet, but you should feel like you've done what you have to do to rebuild the base, make sure offer karbanos. To Labat Rebbe in the Maharal, because just like a karban, you've given your money over to Ribono Shel Olam. And the way Labat Rebbe said, I've invested a lot and still followed with Ribono Shel Olam. I'm willing to not just give in the moment, but to invest and then be able to give, which is incredibly, incredibly powerful. Shavuos is a time of, it's a very important idea. Shavuos is a time, on the one hand, of Kabbalah Satorah. Sfiras HaOmer is a time where you also work on Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, of a Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, especially for many, many, I think, in Sifri Chassid to speak about this. And the two really go hand in hand. The time of Kabbalah Satorah, it's not coincidental. It's also the time where, as Eben Ezra points out, we're more sensitive to make sure we're going to leave over matnos aniyim, that poor people are going to be taken care of. Because ideal Torah is a Torah which a person's mekabel, which I take very seriously, but one that never comes at the expense of my sensitivity towards others and my ability to be compassionate and to make sure that all people are really taken care of. Shkayach, have a wonderful night.